If the new home of Williams Center for Environmental Studies is to pass the Living Building Challenge, it will have been a 220-year journey. One section of the roughly 6,800 square foot space dates back to 1794. In fact, the college's first four presidents called it home. After being moved to its current location in 2014, it is now an integral part of Williams' bid to house what is likely to be the first historic renovation in the U.S. to meet the challenge. David DeCher is a geoscience professor at Williams and chair of the center's building committee.
It's really experimental. It should work, but we really don't know if it will yet.
The experiment involves fixed photovoltaic panels on the roof, along with others placed on the ground nearby that track the sun to maximize energy gathered. DeCher says the system will be grid-connected with the expectation it can produce more energy than what the building needs. Water collected off the roof will be filtered into a 6,000-gallon cistern buried underground, heated by UV light, and run back into the building. DeCher explains the challenge also requires that building materials originate from as close to the site as possible.
The table I'm sitting at right here is made out of the original hemlock planking, which was part of that 1794 building. So the biggest board here was about 26 inches wide and started to grow about when the Pilgrims landed in Massachusetts.
Another stipulation of the challenge is that 35% of the site must produce edible crops. To complement that, the center contains a kitchen complete with the large hemlock table for students to use. Brent Wasser, manager of the Sustainable Food and Agriculture Program at Williams, says students will plant and reap the benefits of berry bushes, fruit trees, rhubarb, and asparagus.
We can make jam, we can sauce apples, we can have a cider pressing party. All of that is in the future.
A courtyard amphitheater built into the ground, Adirondack chairs, and movable graded outdoor window shades to limit the sun's heating of the building complete the exterior. 13 offices, a classroom for 20, a library, and study spaces round out the interior, which displays some of the original 18th century beams. And of course, composting toilets, which use a foam to remove waste. The project costs about $5 million. DeCher says it would have been cheaper and easier to tap into the existing water system or even demolish the original building outright.
So we're doing things that are really special, really unusual, and they might seem slightly silly, but if you think about the students who go here, many of them are going to go and end up places where there is a great water shortage, or where waste treatment is very different than it is here. So I think there's an awful lot of teaching value in what we have.
The building will also house the Zilka Center for Environmental Initiatives. Williams is planning a weekend of events to recognize the building, starting with a lecture on campus at 7 Friday night, followed by Saturday plantings and a formal dedication at 1:30. Whether the center meets the requirements of the Living Building Challenge will be determined after it operates for about a year. According to Williams College, only 7 buildings worldwide have successfully reached the threshold. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.